This is Morning Motivation for Educators on the Bee Podcast Network. Learn about all the shows at beepodcastnetwork.com. You'll hear from a variety of formal and informal educators who help put this podcast together. If you'd like to contribute your voice to this show, please go to morningmotivationedu.com to apply.
Good morning, my friends. I am Candace Noss, a physical therapist, a wellness coach, a lifelong Christian, a mother of six. I created my business, the Mind, Body, Spirit Trifecta, where I liberate, enlighten, and empower others to elevate their mind, body, and spirit and own their divine greatness. On this Thankful Thursday, I am grateful for a concept that has popped up three times in this past week with my clients. Seriously, three different times. I am so thankful for it, and I am excited to share with you how to avoid the four C's. Does it ever blow your mind how many groups of people we interact with? How many relationships that we have? There are those of our immediate family, extended family, colleagues, faculty, staff, presidencies, neighbors, clients, teams, friend groups, church groups, different groups of peers from certain experiences or times in our lives. If we can avoid the four C's, criticizing, complaining, competing, and comparing, avoiding the four C's protects every relationship, group, or team that we have. In my eyes, one of the absolute most important things we are here on earth to do is to learn how to love others. Relationships are key. Our relationships are one of the only things that we can take with us once our life is over. So learning how to avoid the four C's is critical. It will create strong relationships and cohesive groups. Now, I challenge you to think of the relationships that you have in your life. Is there a strained relationship that you have right now? I want you to examine that relationship. Are you participating in any of the four C's with this person? Do you have a tendency to criticize them? Do you ever complain about them? Do you have a propensity to compete with them about certain things? Do you compare this person to others? Think about the different families that you know. Think of those that are extremely close-knit, and think of families that are also estranged. As you reflect on the closeness of these different families, I challenge you to watch for the four C's. Identify any complaining, comparing, criticizing, or competing that takes place. Recognize and take note that how participating in the four C's truly disintegrates bonds, and firmly avoiding falling for the four C's truly allows strong connections to develop. Now, when I'm not vigilant about watching myself and my thoughts, it's super easy to fall into the four C's. It can be very tempting to compare our kids against one another, to compete against siblings, to criticize family members, to complain about neighbors or colleagues. This is very easy to do, but now that you know what to look out for, I guarantee you will notice the four C's popping up all over the place and you will be able to avoid them. It has become blaringly clear how devastating these bad habits of falling into criticism, comparing, competing, and complaining, how these bad habits are so devastating to the people in our lives that we're striving to accept and love. The tribal paranoia and natural man pieces of our lower brain would love us to compare, complain, compete, and criticize. But don't fall for your lower brain. As you strive to be the boss of your brain, to live with intention from your higher brain, beware of the four C's. Eliminate every ounce of comparing, competing, criticizing, and complaining about others. Watch out for the four C's within the groups that you're involved in. To quote G.I. Joe, now you know, and knowing is half the battle. I am so thankful for my knowledge of the four C's, and I am thankful for this virtual relationship which you and I are part of. And thank you for joining me today and for being part of my journey. I believe in you, and I truly am thankful for you. If you'd like more from me, I invite you to listen to and subscribe to my podcast called Designed for Greatness with Candace Noss. Grab my free video about taking your self-talk from crappy to happy. I'd love for you to join my Thankful Thursday email. You can always contact me through my email address. Links are all in the show notes. And remember, you are designed for greatness.
Thanks for listening. And whatever role you have in education, we have a podcast for you at bepodcastnetwork.com. Who among your friends and colleagues needs to hear this message today? Please share it with them right now.